Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Dear Freak Show, my name for this confession is JP. I work in the bar world and I have for 7 years. While things were shut down, it was hard. I worked out a lot and was a guinea pig for new recipes for my then girlfriend. With all that spare time, my girl brought home an annoyingly cute Yorkie mix little crazy dog that we named Pierre. The dog apparently liked me more than my girl because she left me a few months later, and Pierre now rules my house. Sleeps at my feet every night. I get home, I find him waiting on the bed. The dog has become a constant in my everyday. That info is important to this story because we have bottle girls and hostesses where I work, and one has never been available. I've been trying to talk to her forever, and it's always some bigger and better deal. Some rich guy who's taking her here. Some athlete who's stopping in on her section now. And now that we've gotten back into the post-COVID world, she is goals. Apparently, she's cleaned house too because she is not tied to anybody romantically, and she accepted my invitation to go out to dinner. It was awesome. We had drinks and a lot of time to get to know each other. She's absolutely flawless. Like, she follows me to my place to hang out with me, and we're not there 5 minutes and start making out. It's the hottest I've ever been involved in by far. All of a sudden, she starts sneezing up a storm, one after another, clearing her throat. It's like her eyes are watering. My dog is setting her off. I put the dog in the laundry room and come back, and she's having a sneeze, eye-watering attack, and the night is imploding in front of my eyes. I got a real shot at a hot boy summer with this girl because she is the queen of all queens, but I really think I'm going to have to get rid of my dog and sanitize everything in my house. Now, I'm not saying that she's the one, but it's guaranteed to be my best summer ever if this comes through, which it was set to do. Like any 28-year-old guy, I can't pick a dog over the girl, so it looks like I'm going to have to relocate Pierre for a chance of a lifetime. Is that wrong?
Yeah, that's wrong. That's flawed.
Hold on, though, before you jump on him. Mm-hmm. The dog was his girl's, and it just ended up staying.
It's not his dog.
Because you can easily recast this dog to your girl and say, hey, you left this dog, and then clean your space, because he doesn't sound like he cares about it.
False. This was his dog right until the hot chick with the athlete became single. Right until that moment, this was his dog.
Right.
He was taking care of it. The dog was sleeping at his feet.
Until he could get a Scooby snack.
But see, here's the deal, though. Yeah. The girl left and left this dog. You know how you end up with a dog, like, yes, and you ain't got no reason to have it. You didn't want it.
Of course.
You didn't bring it home.
You keep it.
That happened with me and my cat, Margaret, and we were together until she passed away. We were together for like 10 years, and I would never ever do that.
Ain't no two ways around it, and he's flawed for that. And I think that...
I don't think that's flawed, though.
Because you know that's a temporary thing. That dog is going to be with you until he's an old dog and he passed away. But that girl, she's going to be with you until a wide receiver come through.
You know what?
Or a dude with a lot more money or a nicer car.
It really says a lot about you and your personality. If you're going to go ahead and get rid of a dog, like if I found out I would just started seeing somebody and they were going to get rid of their animal because of me having an allergic reaction when I could just take some Benadryl.
As an asthmatic person, there's a lot of people that I've seen get rid of a situation because they wanted you comfortable. Like if you dating somebody or but I'm saying if he has the opportunity to get a dime.
Right.
That he's had a thing for. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the world gives you, like, karma, the Mother Nature, however you want to look at it, the universe, they give you opportunities. They're like, look, you wanted this. Let's see if you really want it. Mm-hmm. Like, are you going to eliminate this factor to get this? He's saying yes.
If this dude's listening, this is what I would say, bro. This is what I do. If you're going to have another night with this girl, explore options about having the dog crate somewhere.
How about go to a hotel or someplace else? Shower before you go.
Get the dog out of the apartment. See, it might not be all that was.
Now we're kicking him out of his home.
No, just for a night. What? That's okay.
Get a babysitter.
That's okay. Go through with it. Have her come over and see if it's all that was cracked up.
This guy's not about loyalty at all, because that dog is his ride or die, and you're just gonna just ditch the ride or die.
Your ride or die is 13, 10 years, but this dog's been a couple months.
I understand that, but that dog is his now. It's his responsibility, and he's so quick to get rid of it just for a come up.
The funny thing is, somebody just texted in buddies before Cuddy. 888-429-0941. Would you get rid of your dog that isn't your dog? That's why we got to point that out.
That is
not
your dog.
Not your 10-year dog, not your 5-year dog. In his situation, he's holding on to a dog from a relationship that it wasn't his. And he's like, I got the good re-up coming up, and I got to get rid of this dog to be able to enjoy it. Let's see. Wait, we got Andrea on the phone. Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm good.
What's going on?
Okay, like three things real quick. I have a Yorkie, and I have allergies, and I just recently adopted him, and he sets my allergies off, too. It's a sacrifice I make.
What do you mean sacrifice you make? You knew you were allergic when you adopted it?
I did. But listen, so
I don't even understand this.
It's a whole thing. Like, if the dog has long hair, then it's quote unquote hyperallergenic. We're not going to get into all those legalese about that, because that's really not true.
Okay.
But they shed less, so okay, it shouldn't be as bad. So for that, the Yorkie probably does set her allergies off, but it's probably not, you know, so bad. He should ask her how she feels, because my boyfriend, he lives, like, he came from out of town, and he started sneezing and everything, and he's like, dang, I think it's a dog. And I'm like, ooh, I got allergies, and I live with it. But I asked, like, kind of like how he feels about it or whatever. I don't know that I'm getting rid of my dog, but when he comes in town, I am willing. This man did not say that he was going to get rid of the dog. He just said he might have to put the dog somewhere else temporarily. And then Meredith was like, he need to get a hotel. You shouldn't kick him out of his house. It's cheaper to board a dog than it is to get a hotel. Meredith does some people stuff.
I'd rather go have fun at a hotel.
When
room.
You asked your boyfriend how he felt about that dog, what did he say?
He knows that it came with me. And then when he was like, you got allergies, he was like, you know, like, but we both be in the bed sneezing from time to time.
So, like, well, I mean, are you serious, though? Like, you want to live that way? You're comfortable living that way?
It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make, because now I've fallen in love, because I've been with the dog for a year now. But this dude, like, it's not his, and he's young. Like, I'm older. I didn't know if I was going to kid a man, so I was.
I didn't know no man was coming through here. It was going to be me and this dog.
Does the medicine help you?
Huh?
Does the medicine help you? The Zyrtec?
It does. It does. Yeah, like, I take a Zyrtec whatever daily. I'm good. And I, like, vacuum my house like crazy. So he's going to have to clean a little more. And the dog might have to be off limits in the bedroom. But listen, he's young and he got it. He better shoot his shot. Just like, he's going to the next player real soon.
That's true. That season is going to start back up for real. Thank you, Andrea. I appreciate that. That is golden right there. Wow. All right, let's see. Sasha's on the phone. Hey, Sasha, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
You say don't get rid of the dog. You are adamant about that. Why?
Yes, because, I mean, as someone who grew up with really, really bad allergies, I have really bad asthma. I dated people with dogs. My husband and I now have two pit bulls. And my allergies have obviously calmed down because I've exposed myself to them. But it's really not that hard to take some allergy meds and call it a day. I would never get rid of my dogs over anybody. The only people I would get rid of my dogs over are my children. And that's if, like, the dog attacked them or something like that.
Other than that, the dog ain't going.
Get rid of my dog. No. Those dogs are family.
You hit his dog love?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, no, never. No, part of the family. Like, no, I'm sorry. Like, this dog, he don't know this dog like that, though. You know and love your dog.
Mm-hmm.
No, the thing is once that girl left and he had the dog, he could have, if he really didn't want that dog, he could have taken the opportunity to rehome the dog then.
And he didn't.
If he really didn't want the dog. And he didn't, exactly.
That's a good point.
So, in my opinion, I think it's super messed up if he decides to get rid of his dog, because it is his dog. He takes care of it and pays for it.
Yeah, it's your dog.
Over some girl that he doesn't even know is going to be more than a one-night thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, she not.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's not fair to the dog. That dog don't know no better. That's not fair.
It's an innocent little
animal. And
that's
how the bottle girls be, man.
That's how the bottle girls be. You know how them bottle girls be. You going to enjoy this day, but it ain't going to be many of them.
Orlando Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.